Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef Fortinet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. Hey, we're coming at you live from the beautiful Angel 6 movie theater in Angels Camp, California. We are here at the premiere of Venom. Now, what's so cool about Venom, as far as being a Marvel character, it's just amazing, the storyline, and I'm so looking forward to spending this time with my sons. But I have to give you a great recipe as well. This is my recipe for a perfectly cooked scallop. Now remember this, everything I use is fresh, never frozen. So this will not work with a frozen scallop. Even if you tried it a million times, it would not work. It needs to be a fresh scallop. So I apologize if you hear a little bit of noise in the background. That's just the cars rolling right here through downtown Angels Camp. And it's a beautiful, beautiful afternoon right now in Angels Camp, California. Let's get started with the recipe. So the very first thing we need to do is we're going to get 4 U15 day boat scallops. What is a day boat scallop? A day boat scallop is a scallop that was caught and it was preserved that same day. They call it a day boat because the boats that go out and get these scallops actually put them on ice, never freeze them. And there by the next day, they go out to the people who are supposed to eat these scallops. They're the only scallops I like to eat. They're the only scallops I buy. And the reason why, it's the quality. Good quality food is what it's all about here on the California Kitchen. And I promise you, as the Untamed Chef, I will not let you down. 4 day boat scallops. I want to make sure that they're dry. We don't want any excess moisture on the scallops. Salt and pepper are going to go on one side. I'm going to get my pan and I'm going to turn my pan to a medium-high heat. And I am not stuttering at all when I say that medium-high heat. We're going to use 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 4 tablespoons of butter. It doesn't have to be salted butter because we have salt and pepper already on the scallops. That's going to go into the pan. I'm going to put the scallop in that hot pan on one side, and I'm going to let it cook for 2 minutes. And if you need to have a timer, that's totally fine. I'm a veteran chef and I still use a timer because I want to make sure these things come out absolutely perfect. While it's cooking on the one side, I'm going to put my pan at a 45 degree angle. Using a spoon, I'm going to baste that olive oil butter mixture onto that scallop, which is now becoming a brown butter. After 2 minutes, I'm going to flip my scallop over and I'm going to cook it for 1 additional minute. And that is it. Serve immediately because remember, these muscles tend to get really, really tight. So we don't want that to happen. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for AgNet West.